Owl, written and read by Rhea314. The thing is, it's always been Jeannie's wish. Meredith probably remembers, but other than him, no one else in the world at this point knows that when Jeannie was 4, she decided to be an owl when she grew up. Jeannie hasn't thought of this often. She doesn't actually remember the incident very well, but merciless teasing from her older brother later on in life have kept her fairly well reminded. It would make sense that, like Chekhov's gun, the ridiculous fantasy proclamations of her childhood would come back to bite her in her far more mature life as an adult. Sure, fantasy and reality had begun to blend recently, ever since Meredith showed up on her doorstep with a rather ridiculous bouquet after 4 years of not even bothering with a birthday card. Being in another galaxy is no excuse. So when Jeannie is called down to the mountain to look at an artifact, a recently found identical twin to one Meredith has been dithering over on Atlantis, Jeannie grudgingly volunteers her time. They've been emailing back and forth. Sometimes it can be pretty fun. Being a parent and party to an intergalactic expedition leads to fun bedtime stories for Madison, at least. And Caleb has family in Boulder. Samantha Carter greets Jeannie upon her arrival and takes her down the rather ominous elevator ride to the heart of the base. Sam leads her to the lab, gives her a brilliant smile, and ducks out to do whatever it is an Air Force colonel come scientist does with her time. Jeannie is left staring at what looks surprisingly like a glowing jade-green hookah. And while Jeannie knows the first rule of alien artifacts is do not touch, things don't go quite exactly as planned. Maybe Jeannie's just a special case, because Meredith didn't mention anything about the machine being able to extend itself across a 4-foot space to bite someone. Now Jeannie is perching morosely on the water pipes, in the thankfully dark corner of the room, hooting. John Shepard may have been turned into a bug, but at least he still looked humanoid. Jeannie has had better days. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, you can leave feedback at a link to the text through the story's post. Thanks for listening.